Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We're told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1,665 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Ayn Rand, and it is, "A creative person is motivated by the desire to achieve, not the desire to beat others." So today's nugget is, a creative person. Some people are very competitive when competing against others and need that external motivation to succeed. Although I do like to compete with others at times, I am more driven by my desire to achieve and excel within myself. I hold myself to a high standard and like to see if I can improve a little more each day, week, month, and year. It is those incremental changes over time that create an exponential mindset and level of achievement. I don't necessarily consider myself overly creative, though, but what I lack in natural creativity, I strive to make up by exceeding in several areas of my life. You can do the same. Whether you are driven to succeed the level that others have achieved or transcend your own past accomplishments, you can excel and live a rich and satisfying life. Regardless, be motivated by your desire to succeed. Always remember that the minor incremental changes will allow you to achieve greatness. And our passage for today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. The servant to whom he had entrusted 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest. I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,664 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.